You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. In the city of Ypsilanti, there's a lot of master planning going on. We've got the Shape Ipsy project, which basically is addressing zoning and sort of the layout of the city. That master plan process is underway. Perhaps lesser known is a draft 2013-2018 Parks and Recreation Plan for the city of Ypsilanti that is now open for public review to residents of the city. And joining me in my office this afternoon to talk a little bit about that is Ypsilanti City Planner Bonnie Wessler. So Bonnie, obviously this plan in particular that we're talking about today focuses more on the city parks and recreation facilities.
Well, this is the update for our Parks and Recreation Master Plan. We're required to do it about every 5 years if we want to stay eligible for state grants. So we figured it was a good thing to do since grants tend to fund most of our major capital improvements. For instance, the Rutherford Pool is being funded by a DNR grant, and it's a fabulous thing, and we'd like to be able to keep doing things like that. So that was the impetus behind this revision.
So when we take a look at this plan, what exactly is addressed in the 2013-2018 Parks and Recreation Plan for the city of Ypsilanti?
Well, it's a lot of things. It's an inventory of all of the existing parks and facilities that the city controls. We do reference a couple of the other facilities in the city that have an impact on recreation, such as the museums. But overall, it focuses on things within the city's control. We talk about some funding mechanisms we've used in the past for certain things. We talk about possible funding mechanisms for things in the future. We talk about areas that we know we need to improve on based on public feedback. And we talk about things that are practical for us to improve on in the next 5 years and maybe some dream projects for beyond that and to keep in mind with the next revision.
You mentioned the Rutherford Pool. So obviously it's not just parks, as one might think of them, but also the plan addresses recreational facilities within the city of Ypsilanti.
Yep. So the city owns or controls a few recreational facilities. That is, for instance, the Freight House. The city owns that property. It's currently under the control of a friends group. The pool is another good example. The city owns the pool, but it's in a partnership with the Friends of the Rutherford Pool. Park Ridge Community Center by Park Ridge Park is another example. The city owns the facility, but we're working with WCC actually to provide programming there. And the Senior Center also has the Friends of the Senior Center. So pretty much any facility within the city that the city actually owns, it's actually volunteers who do most of the day-to-day work on it.
How does this Parks and Recreation, I guess, master plan, if you want to call it that, fit in with the Shape Ipsy effort? Obviously, one's much larger scale, I guess, but do they kind of mesh together? Are they independent of one another?
The processes were independent, and the documents themselves are going to be independent, but as far as I know, they don't conflict. The master plan is meant to do both a five-year sort of practical vision and also the 20-year wish list, and it covers everything in the city. And so it's a lot more general of a document. The parks plan is pretty specific. It's going to have a Gantt chart in the back with implementation steps. It's going to have things like paint all the benches in the city, or things like that. Whereas the master plan, the true master plan, doesn't get into that level of detail.
Now, is a place like Water Street considered in all of this? I mean, folks, when they think of Water Street, they probably imagine a large kind of wooded park-like area, or does Water Street have anything to do with this?
Parts of Water Street are included. For instance, one of the things that we are in the process of receiving a grant for is actually to create a, it's called the River's Edge Linear Park and Trail along the riverbank portion of Water Street. It also does make reference to the existing Water Street trail as kind of a temporary use. It name checks the potential recreation facility in partnership with the county, and it also talks about the nursery that is on the southeast edge of the Water Street property as a temporary use that will help actually provide trees for the park. So it references isn't that, but it Water Street is not meant to be a park, and so it's not treated as one.
As we consider the last revision of the Parks and Recreation Plan and compare it to this one, are there any major changes that folks will see, I guess, from the last revision to this new version?
Well, the 2008 Parks and Recreation Master Plan, it was just beginning to deal with the budget issues that the city faces, and this plan is really kind of an update of that. A lot of the goals that were part of the 2008 master plan are still perfectly valid. For instance, stormwater control in Riverside Park is still something we need to address. So not a whole lot in that sense has changed. There are some better maps, I think, There's a little bit more about the history of each park in this particular edition. But overall, if you're familiar with the 2008 one, you're not going to see any big surprises in this 2013 version.
And the draft plan is in the public review stage now, available for public review.
It is available for public review right now. There is a paper copy available in the city clerk's office at City Hall, also at the downtown branch of the Ypsilanti Library, and I believe in Halley Library actually has a copy available for review. It's also available in a PDF format at cityofypsilanti.com/parksplan.
Is there a specific timeline for final approval of the 2013-2018 Parks and Recreation Plan?
Well, we'd like to have all of the public comments in by the 29th of this month. It goes before the Recreation Commission for their recommendation for adoption on the 12th, and then it will go before the City Council for their final adoption, and then it gets shipped off to the DNR for their final stamp of approval, and then, for really real, it will be our Parks Plan.
Is there a specific timeline? And I guess, is there anything important that we're leaving out?
Well, so far I haven't actually heard a whole lot of public comment, so I'm just going to assume it's the best plan ever unless people start sending me comments right away. And you can either call my office at 734-483-9646 to offer comments on the Parks Plan, or email me at wesslerb@cityofypsilanti.com. That's WESSLERB @cityofypsilanti.com.
All right. Bonnie Wessler is a city planner for the City of Ypsilanti, and we've been talking about the draft 2013-2018 Parks and Recreation Plan for the city.